welcome to Know Your True Self, a show dedicated to raising the consciousness of humanity. I'm James.
I'm Samantha.
And it's heartbreaking to see another war taking place. And it feels like in our society, once one war starts to happen, it takes over the headlines. Then it gets pushed down as another war happens and another war happens. And there's wars happening all over the world. And it's hard because some of these wars and why they're happening is humanity is fighting over sacred spaces. They're fighting over religious belief systems. They're fighting over ideologies. And although we all believe in goodness and we all believe in oneness in our respective religions, for some reason, when it comes to sacred spaces and owning sacred spaces, it pushes us to violence, to hatred, to revenge, to death, and it's disheartening to see that happen. Yet, sacred spaces are so important to us, right? They're so important to us because they're a way for us to connect with ourself, connect with God, connect with our belief systems, and far too often we neglect sacred spaces.
You don't have to go to a holy land in order to find a sacred space, right? You could find it in your house. I feel like for me, my living area is always my sacred space. And I try to keep it nice to where it feels like you can sit in there and it feels like a breath of fresh air and the air is clear. Always burning some sage and Palo Santo or some candles. And you can make something into a sacred space just by keeping it clean, airy, letting fresh air in. Maybe you want to put up a little shrine of some sort. Whatever that means to you, it could just be a cool photo that you like. And it really is about curating your space so that it feels like a clearing in your head. I mean, granted, there are a couple areas within our place that are not very sacred that I need to clean up and that we need to organize better. But I think just striving to make your day-to-day living environment as sacred as possible is the best place to start.
Then there's those places that are outside of your living environment. I know we talked about, holy land and shrines, but, when I was living in New York City, sometimes I would go to a church around the corner. It was a very sacred space, and I wasn't going to mass there. It was a denomination that I wasn't even really that aware of. I didn't know what they practiced, but it was a beautiful church. And if it was a random morning and I just wanted to connect with God, that was a place to do that. And I've always found that churches or synagogues or mosques or temples, whatever you feel most comfortable in, they're always welcoming. They're always sacred, and they're always a place for you to reflect on your spirituality and look inward. And then there's nature, of course. When I went to Fairfield University, it's a very spiritual university. It's run by Jesuits. And behind Bellarmine Hall, there was this beautiful Zen garden, and I loved going there. It was a place to meditate, to relax, to study, and find peace among the chaos that is, becoming a young adult. So those sacred spaces, those places around us that we might find, it could be a park bench that you just like to sit on. Living in New York City, sometimes a sacred space outside our office building on Park Ave South was Tompkins Park, and just being able to take a short walk, and that moment was sacred. You might find that sacred space, that first sip of coffee as you look out at a meadowy field outside your window in the morning. Where are your sacred spaces?
Oh my gosh, you reminded me of when I was in New York and I was sitting on a park bench there and I was trying to have one of those moments you're describing. It was in Union Square. I was trying to sit there and meditate and just close my eyes, and I opened my eyes and looked at the girl across from me who was also sitting on a bench and saw all these rats running under her feet. I was like, oh my gosh, part of the reason I probably left New York. But it can be hard to find those sacred spaces in public environments. But if you can find one, hold on to it for sure and keep going. I know for us, almost every morning we take a walk around the marina, and it's a super sacred feeling because it feels protected. It feels kind of sheltered from the rest of the city. And it's a really quiet, kind of more residential area. So we can walk and talk and just zone out. And I think that's the beauty of a space like that, is it totally clears your head.
And you're at risk if you don't find sacred spaces, because if you don't find sacred spaces, it means you don't have time to what? To pause, to reflect, to look inward, to become the observer of your own actions, and also to intuit to connect with higher consciousness, to come up with new ideas. Far too often, we think that our connection is through our phone, and that's where all the knowledge is. But true essential knowledge is connected to you spiritually, and you intuit that daily if you remain open to it. So we want to make sure that we find sacred spaces to find peace, to create balance within our mind, our body, and our spirit, so we can receive messages, so we can create space between thoughts, and so we can find some peace in this chaotic world.
The ultimate container is even your own body. Your own physical form is a space that holds yourself. Even if you're not in a physical sacred space where it feels like beautiful to look at, you can just close your eyes and drop within and find that space within yourself.
It's funny how sacred we are, right? Our vessel, and how much poison we put into it without even caring. This temporary organic matter, and yet our spirit relies on it. And our spirit relies on it to stay in balance and to do our best in this world. So to make sure that we treat our body as a temple. And I know when I was a kid, I'd always hear people say that, and I sort of laughed at it. But throughout life, we're all awakened to the fact of our mortality through some type of injury or illness. So to make sure we have our body in tune, vibrating at the right frequency where we can find that love within our heart and we can connect with God in these sacred spaces. And sacred spaces aren't something that we become afraid of, something we shut ourselves off to because we don't feel like we're part of that existence. You know, we don't want to lose faith in the power of humanity and the power of our purpose and the power of our existence here on earth. And sacred spaces remind us of that.
And when you're going to a physical space, like I was also thinking about when I go to yoga practice, that to me is a sacred space because you walk in and everyone has the same intention to kind of let some things go on the mat, to clear their head, to feel better at the end of it. But there's also moments when you're trying to seek out that space and something bothers you. Maybe it's someone coughing during your yoga class, or like they bump into you with their leg. There's always going to be distractions. And I think that's the point of meditation and moving through the world, is you can't just sit on a pillow and not interact with distractions, annoyances, but it is how you respond to it. So the ability to maintain your center of gravity in those situations when you're seeking a moment of peace is the practice. That is where the space is found.
And in a world that is turbulent, you know, understanding what is taking a share of your consciousness, right? So if there are a lot of distractions, and right now a lot of the distractions are about war, right? Very scary, scary stuff, stuff that shouldn't be happening at all in this world. We should be operating at a lot higher levels of consciousness where we're not tearing each other apart. However, if you draw your attention to that, because the news is going to be focused on it in perpetuity, it will eat you apart from the inside. You will create a war within yourself. You will lose that sacred space within you, being consumed by evil. And to turn your consciousness and to direct it to your heart, to universal consciousness, to all-knowing love, to the people around you, the sacred space that you hold is within you, and the people that you hold in your orbit, make an impact on where you can and get involved in ways that make you feel good. If all you do is consume negativity, it will truly eat you from within. But if you share positivity and you share love and you connect with people through the true self, you will raise the consciousness of humanity through your own individual actions. And all of us need to do that in times of darkness.
It's a good reminder to, when you look at your feed, is that feeling sacred or is that feeling like pollution? Is it feeling toxic? And do you have to unfollow some people that are making you feel bad about yourself because you're jealous of what they have or their body or whatever? Like, how can you also prune your digital footprint in a way that feels more special, curated, more insightful, more focused? Because we're throwing so many messages. And if you think about your house as a sacred space, sometimes we forget that so is your phone, right? So is your digital imprint and the things that you let into your life digitally. You wouldn't just invite thousands of people yelling into your house, right? But you're inviting that maybe on your phone. So it's another area to be conscious of. And how can you make that space a little bit more kind, peaceful, loving?
So moving forward today, reflect on the sacred spaces that you have in your life, the places that you find peace, solitude, that give you a chance to connect with universal consciousness, to intuit, to love, to pray. Also those spaces that you find yourself in all the time, whether it's a home, in an apartment, a room. How can you make that feel special and sacred? Even your digital devices, how do you make sure that you maintain a sense of sacredness in the things that you curate as part of your life, because they in turn will take a share of your consciousness. The observer creates the reality. Direct yourself to sacred spaces. Share the light. Thank you so much for joining in. Always remember you have a choice. Take an active role in your own evolution. Know your true self.